WikiLeaks has told us so much. It's told us so much that we already knew, except that we knew because we could work out what sorts of interests the Australian government represents, the interests of those who are wealthy in Australia. WikiLeaks told us so much that we knew about the foreign policy of the United States on the basis of the track record. But what WikiLeaks has done is document things that we knew, like the civilian casualties in Afghanistan that WikiLeaks documented around the middle of last year, like the Australian government's commitment to going to war with China if China didn't know its place in the world. This is from the well-known China file, Sinophile Kevin Rudd, revealed by WikiLeaks. Like the way in which US troops have murdered people in Iraq, and particularly the collateral murder from the helicopter, the footage that was released by WikiLeaks of civilians, journalists, and then medical aid people being mowed down in Baghdad. And WikiLeaks has confirmed just to what extent the US government has backed the dictators in the Middle East. Now, actually, there's a bit of public evidence of that. You can't spend $70 billion over 30 years without somebody noticing that the US government is propping up Hosni Mubarak in Egypt. But what WikiLeaks has shown is the sheer cynicism of the politicians and the diplomats who serve the interests of the US ruling class. There's all sorts of rhetoric about democracy in the Middle East, but it's only democracy if people vote the right way. Then they can't have democracy. Then they've got to have vicious dictators who are prepared to be friends of the United States. And WikiLeaks has also confirmed the appalling sellout of the interests of the Palestinian people by the Palestinian administration on the West Bank, the way in which they were prepared to give up on West Jerusalem, or most of West Jerusalem, to give up on the right of return of Palestinian refugees to historic Palestine. These things too, WikiLeaks confirmed after the release of the Palestine Papers, the leak of the Palestine Papers to Al Jazeera. Right at the start, Caroline said that WikiLeaks is doing what other media outlets have done for a very, very long time indeed, and I think that's absolutely true. It's made available to us things that those close to people in power thought were appalling and therefore released to the public. And that's absolutely vital. It's vital that we're informed about what governments are doing, we're informed about the deals that they're making. It's part of our ability to exercise a limited control over politicians. It's part of our freedom. So the struggle to support WikiLeaks, to support Julian Assange, and especially to support Bradley Manning, is part of a much wider struggle for freedom. Freedom of the press, absolutely, certainly. But it goes beyond that. The millions of people who have been protesting, particularly in Egypt, but in other parts of the Arab world as well, have certainly been protesting for freedom of the press. But they've been protesting for other freedoms as well, because freedom of the press is useful primarily as a means for aiding our struggle for practical, concrete freedoms, freedoms to decide the kinds of lives that we want to lead, freedoms to have the kinds of governments that we want to have, and even the freedom to have jobs and to have enough money to buy food.